This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Rules of engagement, they're pretty easy. You first and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, just text the word Mike to 33103. 33103, text your message to me. The second thing that we do is, if you want to download the podcast, you want to see some of the stories that we put up, some of the stories that we discuss, you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those, you can simply go to just one website. It's a catch-all website, and that is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So the World Economic Forum is finally starting to wrap up, and aren't we glad of that? Because the only thing that they, well, I shouldn't say the only thing, but the primary focus of it is, and I think this is the next kind of big deal that we ought to face and we ought to recognize is going to be used against us, and that is climate change. Climate change is, and I personally get sick and tired of talking about this, but nonetheless, we have to continue to arm ourselves with as much information as possible about the correct information, the false information, the wacko information, just all of the information that's out there, because If you control health care, you can control a person's body. If you control climate, if you decide that you're going to somehow control the effects of solar rays on the atmosphere or the currents that move around the oceans, that move temperatures around, if you're going to control all of these things that Mother Nature does, then you're going to have to control human beings. And human beings are the problem. So we're going to have to start controlling what you eat, what you drive, where you live, how you live. Every aspect of your life is going to be affected by rules regarding climate change. Now, there are the simple things that we can talk about that we talked about last weekend and I talked about during my weekday show. Gas stoves. In Colorado, for example, and it's true in other states too. I'm not just picking on Colorado. Well, actually, I'm just picking on Colorado because I live here and it drives me freaking nuts. So if you cook, you know that one of the most efficient ways to cook, to be able to control temperature, if you're a chef and you really want to cook things properly, you want to saute something, you want to mix your onions and garlic and everything and saute them just right, gas stoves are perfect because you can control the flame, you can control the heat, and gas is the most efficient way to heat something and to cook something. But that's not good enough for Colorado. That's not good enough for a lot of other states. So rather than take the most efficient way to heat and to cook, they want to make you and force you into the most inefficient way to do it. And I continue to be bumfuzzled. I was talking about this earlier in the week, how in Colorado, for example, when I say, this is hilarious, when I talk about the communists on the Denver City Council, I'm not just being, a shock jock. I'm not just being, you know, over the top. We actually have self-avowed communists on the Denver City Council. So when I talk about the communists in Denver that run Denver, I'm not exaggerating. They actually are. So one of the more newly elected members of the Communist City Council has decided that, yeah, we should really look into this gas stove thing, because there is anecdotally, there's no causal link, but there's anecdotally stories out there that gas stoves are causing, you know, I don't know, 13% or whatever figure, it doesn't make any difference, of children to get asthma. Well, wait a minute. I grew up with gas stoves, never had asthma. I don't think it makes any difference how wealthy or how poor you are. You cook properly with a gas stove, you're not going to get asthma. There's no medical causal link there whatsoever. But in Denver, they're like, well, we need to think about that. Plus, and then they always throw this in. So think about how the argument works. First, it's about the children, right? So it's about the children. So if you're going to make public policy and you first start talking about how it's for the children, well, now you've already grasped somebody, because nobody wants to do anything to hurt kids. I mean, the only people that want to hurt kids are pedophiles and just, you know, thugs that ought to just be, you know, gotten rid of. So you start with the premise that, oh, my gosh, we're doing this to help the children. And then nobody pays attention to the science. It's just, well, we got to save the children. Then it becomes the next thing. Oh, and in addition to that, we're going to save the climate. This is a win-win situation. Isn't this fantastic? It's a win-win. You're going to save kids. You're going to save the climate. And in the meantime, you're going to gain control over how people live and how they cook and what they do to heat their homes, everything. And when I say the most efficient, natural gas is the most efficient way to cook or heat your home. Instead, they want you to use all electric. And everybody's pushing all electric, which is the most ineffective way. Now, let's think about electricity. Electricity, I know, comes as a shocker to many people, doesn't magically come out of the wall in your home. It has to be generated somewhere. So it takes energy to generate electricity, hydropower. You need rushing water going through turbines in a dam that spin the turbines to create the heat, to generate the electricity that then goes into a transmission line. So that dam, which may be located 500 miles away from you, the electricity goes into that transmission line to transmit it from that point of generation to the next point, where it then starts getting pushed down into substations to eventually go into your home. Electricity is lost through all of those power lines and through all of those substations. So let's just say you have, let's just use round numbers. You have 1,000 units of electricity at the point of generation at a hydro turbine. Now, by the time it gets transmitted through the even from the turbine to the transmission line, let's just say you lose one. You lose one unit of electricity. Then it has to go through the transmission lines to get to your town. It loses two more. Or it loses 20 more or 200 more. And then finally, when it gets to your town, it goes through the main station, loses some more units, gets to the substation, loses more units, finally gets into your house, and it sits there prepared, and you're losing units until you plug something in. Then let's say you're using an electric stove. Now what you're doing is you're pushing electricity, and you're pushing those molecules up against something that resists and pushes back against the electricity. So as the electricity wants to move forward, it meets the immovable metal that stops it, and that creates the heat. You lose electricity in doing so. It's the most inefficient way to create electricity. But that doesn't make any difference to anybody, except those of us who understand that this is not going to do a snippet's bit of difference in terms of climate change. Because then you think about, if you live in the world that, you know, it's kind of funny, footnote here. Bear with me. I want to put a footnote in here. The footnote is this. I can remember growing up that they were touting that if you were going to build a new house, do it the modern way, all electric. Why, have an all-electric home. That was the greatest thing since sliced bread, was to have an all-electric home. And, in fact, that's what my parents did. My parents built a house in 1969. My mom still lives in this house. And it is an all-electric house. Everything is electric. And it's the most inefficient home. I mean, first of all, it doesn't have the kind of insulation that it needs. It doesn't, it's not built to be insulated. And everything's electric, so everything's inefficient. So we're going to do that in the footnote. So now we're going to do that to everyone, and we're going to require everyone to go all electric. Think about how inefficient that is, plus all of the generation that you have to create in order to produce that kilowatt of electricity that you use in your house. So that one kilowatt started out as, and again, I'm just pulling numbers out of my butt. If there's some electrical engineer out there, you can tell me what exactly it might be. But let's say that you started out with 100 kilowatts, and by the time it gets to your house from generation through transmission through substations and doing all of the levels that it takes to get to finally get to your home, you've probably wasted 30% of it. So now you have to increase the amount of generation to account for not just the loss that you have from the point of generation to the point of consumption, but now if everybody is required to go all electric, not only do you have to make up that loss in terms of additional generation, but now you have to make up even more generation because now everybody has gotten rid of their gas stoves. They've gotten rid of their gas heating. They've gotten rid of anything that uses natural gas, their water heaters. Everything in their home is now all electric. We're going to cover the world in solar panels. We're going to cover the world in windmills. And funny, today there's no wind in, well, I shouldn't say no wind in Colorado. There's no wind in Denver where I'm sitting. Perfectly calm out. And there's a storm coming. So my guess is by the time I get out of the studio in a couple of hours, a few hours, that by the time I get out of here, there won't be any sunshine. So neither wind nor solar is going to do any good. But that's where the World Economic Forum and all the muckety-mucks that go to Davos and sit around and try to influence public policymakers all over the world, that's their agenda. And we're going to pay a steep price for it. And the results are going to be that we don't end up changing anything except to make it worse. You know, a corollary to this, remember when Obama told us, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And, you know, we're going to do this Obamacare thing. We're going to do this, you know, the Affordable Care Act. Doesn't that sound wonderful? The Affordable Care Act. And the Affordable Care Act is going to make sure that a family of four doesn't pay more than $1,500 in you know, health insurance premiums. $1,500 a year? Really? Are you kidding me? How many of you are doing that? How many people who have a family of four are paying $1,500, which is slightly more than $100 a month, for your health insurance? Yeah, that's right, nobody. Nobody. When they step in and they try to tell you, we're going to do it this way, and this is for the children, and it's for your own good, and it's going to save the planet, you need to immediately throw up your magic shield to something and push back on it, because it's nothing other than utter bovine feces. When we get back, I want to tell you about Jane Fonda, because Jane Fonda had a comment to make about climate change that truly just jumps the shark. But before we do, I want to tell you about Hero 2020 products. You know, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, I do, but many people don't, and that's fine. Hero is the maker of the Hero 2020 and the Arrow. Both of these are non-lethal guns that shoot a high-speed projectile. One is filled with a pepper powder, the other with a pepper gel, and they cover your attacker so that they're writhing in pain, drop to the ground, non-lethal, but it gives you time to call 911 and get out of that situation. I'm telling you, you need to get one of these for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, anyone who needs extra protection. So I want you to go check them out. Go to the website, hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. We'll be right back.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Maspada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses to the media to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Bragg. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate, I really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget you can text the word Mike to 33103. I usually try to read all the text messages during the break. I don't get to reply to all of them, but I do read every single text message that you send. So text the word Mike to 33103. The World Economic Forum, and then people like Jane Fonda, this is how culture ends up making public policy. I've always tried to emphasize as much as I can that culture leads the politics. It is the culture that drives the politics. And this, so I want you to think about the World Economic Forum. So you get all of these muckety-mucks together, all of these titans of industry, these titans of the cabal. They're the ruling elite is there. The tech giant people are there. Then you've got the media there. I mean, even Brian Stetler from CNN, he was there talking about disinformation, which I find freaking hilarious. And so they sit and they all talk among themselves. And then they come up with, this is how, because we know, speaking as the World Economic Forum attendees, we know better than all of those schlubs out there that are just peons, that just, all the worker bees, we know better than they do about how the world ought to be run. Which I always find fascinating, because if you look at the great American experiment, we have proven that people can self-govern, and they can do in such a way that allows for free markets and individual freedom and individual liberty to flourish. Now, we're losing a lot of that. Don't get me wrong, we're losing it. But the experiment has proved that it can work. Now, we have to regain some of that back, but nonetheless, the experiment works. So the World Economic Forum sits there in Davos, and you have all of the elites that you can imagine. And so they start talking among themselves. Yes. And we got to talk about disinformation, and we got to talk about energy, and we got to talk about what's going on in Ukraine. We got to talk about everything you can imagine. And of course, one of the topics is always climate change, because they know that climate change can indeed be a route for them to implement their version of how the world ought to be run. Then people like Jane Fonda hear that. They hear what they say, and then someone like Jane Fonda decides that, oh yeah, I need to get in on this too. Because the Jane Fondas of the world, whether they're Hollywood stars or whether they're billionaires that have sold their businesses and now they're sitting around twiddling their thumbs trying to figure out what to do, they all read the same things and they all talk among themselves. They all go to the same cocktail parties. They all move around in the same circle. And a person like Jane Fonda, who, really is beyond prime time, nonetheless wants to remain relevant. So she decides to go on television and talk about the climate crisis. Now, we've now moved. This is another very important point to remember. That we've gone from climate change, now we have a climate crisis. Yes. The climate was changing. Now it's reached the point of it's a crisis. And oh my God, it's a crisis, so we have to act very, very quickly. When people start telling you that, take a deep breath. But Jane Fonda makes it even worse.
For me, it was learning about the Vietnam War. And when I really understood what that was about, I couldn't do anything except try to join the movement and to stop it.
And that was where it started, because you're pretty active, even after that.
Well, you can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and everything's connected, there'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
There would be no climate crisis except for racism.
There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
Racism is causing the climate crisis. Sweetheart, there's no crisis. No. We've had a crisis every decade for the past 40, 50 years. Everybody take a deep breath. Take a deep, deep breath. Hey, when we get back, speaking of crazy people, The View is out, and they're attacking gun owners. Yeah, that's next. Don't go away.
Heard me discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends. Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, all you goobers. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Or sincerely am glad to have you with me. And I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, however you're listening, I appreciate you listening. So in the next hour, just to kind of give you the roadmap, in the next hour, we're going to go back to the World Economic Forum again, because I want to tie something else in that they're doing that has to do with the new terminology. We've got new terminology. It's no longer climate change. Remember, climate crisis. So taking notes, mark your notes, top of the hour, We're going to talk about the change in language and how they're subtly changing the way we think about the climate. But before we do, I'm going to go back. I want to talk about the view for a moment. Now, the view is always, the view has been on ABC for, I guess, since television was invented. And, you know, Barbara Walters used to be, she was kind of the first, you know, really anchor of that program. And it has become, it's become a staple of American culture. So go back to the discussion in the last couple of segments about how the World Economic Forum starts pushing cultural changes, and those result in policy changes that then affect our lives. Well, the view is one of those cultural icons that while we mock it and laugh at it and think that it's stupid and they say dumb, outrageous things, stop. Maybe this is true in your family. It's not true in mine, but I would have this discussion if it were. Do you watch The View? Why do you watch The View? Do you understand that what they're saying is infused with a leftist/Marxist point of view, all couched in entertainment? So you got these five women laughing and hooting, hollering, having a great time, and every once in a while you get really serious about something. And it's all designed because this is how subliminally those in the media, that part of the cabal, will influence the culture so that eventually that gets made into public policy. And I always, whenever I play a clip from The View, you'll hear Joy Behar in just a moment. But whenever you hear something from The View, the first instinct, at least my first, I should say my first instinct, is generally to laugh at it. Because whatever radio host or program or whatever it is that might be playing a clip of The View is intended to laugh about. And you're going to hear Joy Behar, and you're going to laugh at this. Joy Behar, in a discussion about guns, says,
well, the beauty of this story is that the right wing of this country would have us believe that has nothing to do with the guns, and that the solution to these type of shootings is to arm the teachers. So now the teacher has a gun. Was she supposed to shoot the kid? What would have happened if she had a gun? Who was she supposed to shoot?
Yeah.
They also say that a good guy with a gun is a good solution to this. Well, there were good guys in Uvalde, and they were too scared to go in against an AR-15.
You want to dissect this for a moment? Arming teachers, what's the teacher supposed to do? Shoot the kid? Yes. As a matter of fact, the answer to that question is yes. Does that seem harsh? Yes. If you have a kid in a classroom, let's just take, you know, let's be absurd here, but this isn't absurd. You have a kid that walks into a classroom. Now, let's first put it in context. This isn't happening every day. It's not killing thousands of students, but it's made to seem like it happens all the time, because if there's a shooting even near a school, it's a school shooting. But let's play through a real-life scenario, because Joy Behar is astounded to think that a person who confronts a student with a gun who is trying to kill other students might dare to kill that kid. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there are not legal consequences, there are not mental consequences, there are all sorts of consequences for doing so. But in a real-world situation, where let's say you have a principal or a teacher, doesn't make any difference to me, and you have a student either in a hallway or in a classroom who pulls out a weapon, a firearm, and starts to shoot kids. If there is someone in that vicinity who is trained, a teacher or a principal, who is trained properly in the use of that of his or her firearm for self-defense, yes, Joy, I actually would expect that person to shoot to kill that murderer, because that's what that kid is at that moment when he is either trying or actually killing other students. He's a murderer. I don't care whether you call him a mass shooter. I don't care whether you call him a school shooter. I don't care what you call him. Deranged, out of his mind, bat crap crazy. I don't care. He's a murderer. He's a murderer in many cases in the second degree, clearly in the first degree, and he is acting as a murderer, and he needs to be stopped. So, yeah, Joy, that is what I would
say. Type of shootings is to arm the teachers. So now the teacher has a gun. Was she supposed to shoot the kid?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she is. But you see, they're so divorced from reality because they're sitting atop their towers in Midtown Manhattan that they don't understand that's the real world. That's the real world. You're in the middle of a Walmart and someone starts shooting. You're in the middle of a mall. You're at that Lunar Festival in California. And someone that I found it fascinating because I have a friend from Taiwan who, when he heard about this shooting that took place in California, he was so distraught. Oh, my gosh, why is it that white people are always after and shooting Asians? Do you realize that the shooter is Taiwanese, is an Asian man? We don't want to talk about white-on-white crime or black-on-black crime or Asian-on-Asian crime. We don't want to talk about that. We only want to talk about it when it is, you know, white on black or black on white or white on Asian or Asian on black or whatever, you know, whatever kind of combo you want to use, that's when we want to make the news out of it. And Joy is a perfect example of trying to drive that narrative.
What would have happened if she had a gun? Who was she supposed to shoot?
Yeah.
They also say that a good guy with a gun is a good solution to this. Well, there were good guys in Uvalde, and they were too scared to go in against an AR-15.
Poorly trained cop. They'll be held accountable in wrongful death suits. They violated every school shooting training protocol that exists. Not one of them did what they were supposed to do. But, Joy, I can give you, do you know that, so those of you listening to me in Colorado know that I do this, but every Friday I do a segment that's called, in fact, you can find these on the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, called Taxpayer Relief Shots. And those taxpayer relief shots are where good people with guns stop bad people with guns. Sometimes they're cops, sometimes they're private citizens. So yes, Joy, that is precisely what we expect to happen. And the uncomfortable thing that you're facing in this discussion, Joy Behar, is that you don't face those dangers. You live in one of the most crime-ridden cities in the country right now, but you don't have to deal with it. You live behind an armed guard. You get driven to work in a limousine. You go into a building protected by armed guards. The audience that you're appearing in front of has gone through magnetometers and security. You live in a bubble. You don't live in the world that the rest of us do. Right.
So that didn't work. This country needs to grow up. We need to grow up. We're the only civilized, well, not civilized, but I guess democratic country in the world that has this problem. We're between Venezuela and Brazil with the most mass shootings. Mm-hmm. We've had what was the stat? Like 29, there were 40 mass shootings in the first 24 days of this year.
Yeah.
Now, you understand what a mass shooting is? Three or more. So you have someone, you have a family member that, like the guy that's on trial in either North or South Carolina, the lawyer, Murdaugh, I don't know, whoever he is, killed his wife and children. Well, that was actually a mass murder. That was a mass shooting. But we want to talk about it in that context. But let me back up, because I want you to hear, because this is what I mean about, these are the influencers that end up causing public policy to be changed.
I should say that this country needs to grow up. We need to grow up. We're the only civilized, well, not civilized.
Let me back it up further, because I want you to hear more
She's supposed to shoot.
Yeah.
They also say that a good guy with a gun is a good solution to this. Well, there were good guys in Uvalde, and they were too scared to go in against an AR-15. Right. So that didn't work.
That's why I say, ask who among you or your family members or your acquaintances or friends or relatives, whomever, are they watching this? And are they sitting at home applauding when she says this? Because that's the culture. That's the culture right there. So that is bombarded. Now, you may think to yourself, well, Michael, it's just The View. Nobody watches The View. Do you know how many shows like The View there are? So in the previous segment, I played the soundbite for you of Jane Fonda telling you that the climate crisis, because she's now up to the new language, that the climate crisis is racist. And everybody applauds. Yay, yay. Well, that's just Kelly Clarkson. That's not some gigantic program. But there are hundreds of programs like that being broadcast all over the country, and people are watching and applauding. That's where the culture gets changed. So then you have to face the question, then how do I change it? How do I stop that? And I think that's where most people have the most difficulty, is that, believe it or not, it takes you. Yeah, you. You need to ask. I know this would be a difficult discussion, but let's just say your spouse. I don't care whether it's a husband or wife. Husband, wife. I don't care what the combination is. Or your best friend. They're watching this, and they applaud. You need to have the discussion with them. Because they're sitting there, and that is infecting their brain, changing the way the neurons fire, changing the way they think, and they will become voters. And so that culture, get my point? That culture drives the politics, and that's how you end up with dumbass gun laws or rules about gas stoves or any number of other things. Think about that. The culture drives the politics. Hey, when we get back, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House press secretary, says that the White House has got inflation under control. Let's look at the numbers. Be prepared to be shocked. That's next. I'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Bridgewater, the hit fiction podcast, is back. A supernatural thriller presented in immersive 3D binaural audio.
The Bridgewater Triangle.
There is some kind of mystical force in this region that attracts monsters and paranormal activity.
There's something beyond our understanding going on here.
Starring Supernatural's Misha Collins, The Walking Dead's Melissa Ponzio, and Rogue One's Alan Tudyk. Written by Lauren Shippen and created by me, Aaron Mankey. Listen to Bridgewater wherever you get your podcasts.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hold on to your hats, because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, but I love to call her Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, bless her little heart. She's so out of her league. I actually feel sorry for her, because they are just throwing her out there with nothing. So this week she said this.
You know, during the midterms, we've heard from congressional members, Republicans in particular, that their focus was going to be on lowering costs for the American people, dealing with inflation, which is something the president has been doing for the last 2 years.
Something the president's been doing for the last 2 years. So when I heard that, I thought, how can she possibly say that? Well, it's because she falls into the trap of just listening to the broad numbers as opposed to the specific numbers. The inflation rate fell in December to 6.5% on an annual basis, but that's based on the Consumer Price Index. Now, that's down 7.1% from November and down from a 9.1% peak in June of last year. But that's not the real story. The story is, what's inflation in terms of things that matter to you? Let me just ask you this. How many of you bought televisions or a used car or a computer, have rented a car or a truck, have bought a woman's dress, bought a major appliance, versus how many of you bought eggs? They're up 60%. Fuel oil to heat your home up 41%. Butter and margarine up 35%, airfare up 28%, lettuce 24%, utilities up 19%, public transportation up 18%, hot dogs are up 18%, white bread 17%, roasted coffee 15.5%, all dairy-related products generally up 15.3%, coffee up 14%, electricity up 14%, tools, hardware, supplies 13%, poultry of all kinds 12.2%. Just overall, food that you buy at home, I mean, that you buy to consume at home is up 11.8%. It's not the 6.5%. It's almost double that generic 6.5% consumer price index number that they give you. Now, I'm preaching to the choir on this one, I know, because all of us use those things. Food that you purchase that you consume elsewhere, say at a restaurant you're going to for lunch or dinner or going out for breakfast, that's up 10, almost 11%. Rent is up 8%. Health insurance, oh yeah, it was $1,500 a month. Health insurance up 7.9%. Energy of all sorts is up 7.3%. Yet they try to convince you somehow that, no, what Republicans are doing, no, we've been doing this for 2 years now.
You know, during the midterms, we've heard from congressional members, Republicans in particular, that their focus was going to be on lowering costs for the American people, dealing with inflation, which is something the president has been doing for the last 2 years.
You know, let's be honest. She's just making crap up. She's just making crap up. And part of me wants to laugh, but... again, that's a snippet that will somewhere make it onto a news story. And the uninformed voter, probably the same person listening to Joy Behar on The View, will go, yeah, they never think about, wait a minute, I just went to the grocery store. The old man wanted some hot dogs. I wanted some bacon. I thought we'd have some bacon and eggs for breakfast. Oh, yeah, eggs up are almost 60%. But yet they just come out and stand at that podium and lie to the reporters. Now, do you think there was any sort of cross-examination? Do you think anybody threw those numbers back at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and said, no, wait a minute, look, I'm looking at these numbers, and that's not what the numbers actually say. Yeah. Hey, stay tuned. When we get back, the World Economic Forum is changing the language. It's not climate change, it's climate crisis. And they've got a plan. That plan's next.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more, so it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Protesters lined the streets of Memphis last night to block traffic after the release of that body cam footage of the confrontation between five black police officers and Tyree Nichols in what turned out to be a fatal traffic stop beating.
Here in downtown Memphis, where protesters have actually stopped traffic from coming in and out of the city, newly released body cam footage shows the moment when five now-fired Memphis police officers beat 29-year-old Tyree Nichols just yards away from his home. Nichols was rushed to an area hospital where he died 3 days later. All five officers face second-degree murder charges. In Memphis tonight, I'm Ben Dieter.
Alvin Ponder, the vice president of the New York chapter of the National Action Network, says he's hopeful the five fired officers will be convicted in Nichols' death.
There is no point to putting a body camera on a cop if you aren't going to hold them accountable when the footage shows them relentlessly beating a man to death.
The video renewing questions about how fatal encounters with law enforcement continue even after repeated calls for change. National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Senator Steve Daines says his party has a great opportunity to regain control of the Senate in 2024, but he warns it could be the last chance to flip Democrat-held seats in the Senate for several years.
We either deliver a majority in 24, or we could see the United States Senate with an enduring minority as Republicans for the rest of the decade. The stakes could not be higher. It's very important we win general election.
And Dane says in 2024, the party hopes to flip Democrat-held seats in the red states of West Virginia, Ohio, and Montana. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Tax season is here again, and whether you do your own taxes or have them done, the experts recommend that you get an early start to avoid the stress of the looming deadline. More from townhall.com.
Leslie Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
An expanding U.S. military helpline aimed at providing repair advice to Ukrainian forces in the heat of battle has turned to virtual chat rooms.
Using phones and tablets to communicate in encrypted chat lines, a rapidly growing group of U.S. and allied troops and contractors are providing real-time maintenance advice to Ukrainian troops on the battlefield. As allies send more increasingly complex high-tech weapons to Ukraine, demands for these services are spiking, particularly as no U.S. or other NATO nations will send troops into the country to provide hands-on assistance amid worries about being drawn into direct conflict with Russia. Fixing a howitzer, repair teams say, has been a frequent request from Ukrainian troops on the front lines. Just a few months ago, there were a bit more than 50 members of these remote maintenance teams. That will surge to 150 in the coming weeks, and the number of encrypted chat lines has more than tripled, from about 11 last fall to 38 now. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Outraged rebel police officers are protesting in the streets of Haiti's capital, blocking roads and shooting guns into the air. They're outraged by a slew of killings of police by Haitian gangs. Haitian National Police say those gangs have killed at least 10 officers in the past week. Tax season is here once again.
Whether you do your taxes by yourself, go to a tax clinic, or hire a professional, navigating the tax system can be complicated. Experts recommend taxpayers ask as many questions as they need during the process and get informed before their tax appointment. For those who want to avoid the stress of the looming deadline, the best practice is to start getting organized as soon as possible.
That is Jeremy House reporting. In Oregon, mass timber is increasingly being viewed as a construction material that could help the state build more affordable homes and revive rural logging towns. Mass timber is made from wood products that are fastened together to make large panels or beams. More of these stories at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for joining me on The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for the show are really easy. You just simply text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103, 33103. Lots of great text messages today. I would remind you that text messages, you can send them anytime, whether you're listening on the podcast, your local affiliate might carry the program at a different time. Whenever you're listening to the program, you can always send me a text message because throughout the day and evening and all the time, because I'm always doing show prep, I'll read those text messages. So if you have a question, you have a comment, you have a compliment, you have a complaint, whatever it is, text the word Mike and your message to 33103. I don't know how long this will take, but I want to walk through a document that was put out by the World Economic Forum, which proves my point about how this group is having an undue influence on our lives. It is their 2023 Global Risks Report. So we're going to do that, and then when we finish with that, I want to switch gears a little bit, and I want to talk for a minute about the Tyree Nichols death. The death of this young black man in Memphis, Tennessee. There are a lot of things being said that are true, untrue, and let's just walk through a lot of the stuff that took place between that young man and those five black cops. So we'll get to that too. But right now, let's go back to the World Economic Forum. The entire climate and social justice movement is really trying to rebrand itself from just being a progressive, and you know I believe it's truly Marxist, from a progressive or Marxist ideology. And instead they're trying to retool it and to get you to think about it as a tool for risk management. Now, I've always had a bugaboo about risk management because I don't think the people in this country, generally speaking, this is a broad generalized statement, I don't think they really understand risk management. What risks do you face when you turn and put your bare feet on the floor and get up in the morning and get ready to go to work, whatever you do? What are the risks that you face? When you get in your car, when you get in an airplane, when you walk into a grocery store, when you go to work, I'm sitting in a really comfortable kind of dimly lit, comfortable studio with the glow of the monitors, all of these electronics around me. The temperature is just perfect. We've got new chairs. It's a really comfortable chair, nice microphones. I got my laptop, my iPad. Things are great here. But I face risks here. There are any number of things that could hurt me. Now, what is the likelihood of anything in a studio where I'm sitting right now? What's the likelihood of any of these things hurting me? Well, the first thing I think about is the new chairs that we have. their high tops, they're on rollers, and if I don't make certain my feet are firmly planted on the floor before I stand up, it could slip out from under me. I could fall and break my neck and be dead, and that'd be the end of it. There's always a risk somewhere. What we have to do is learn how to understand, is that a risk we're worth taking, that's worth taking? What are the consequences if that risk comes to fruition? Is it going to be catastrophic, or am I just going to bruise my butt because I fall out of the chair? We don't think about risk management. We don't think about risk. And that's because, to a certain extent, we become dumb, fat, and happy. But this new framework that the World Economic Forum has put together, it not only allows the progressive movement, the progressive political movement, to frame a bleak vision of the future as some safety measure that we have to prevent and work against, but it also allows all of the corporate and the Wall Street adherents to this document to claim that they are not pursuing a political agenda at shareholder expense. But instead, hey, all we're doing, shareholders, is we're trying to manage risk for your benefit. It's a huge difference to keep in mind. Because a publicly traded company, the company I work for, iHeartMedia, Premier Radio Networks, their job to their shareholders is to return as much value to the people that own the company through shares as they possibly can. I'm both an employee and a shareholder of the company. So I have a double vested interest. I need to work as hard as I can to produce a quality product, to produce revenue from that product, which then returns values to the shares that I own in the company. So when a publicly traded company tries to tell, hey, we're not pursuing a political agenda, because shareholders get upset about that. Wait a minute. You're pursuing a political agenda? What you ought to be doing is trying to sell as many widgets as possible so that the money I invested in your company, those shares, become worth more and more. Instead, what they're trying to do is tell shareholders that they're managing risk on their behalf. So they put out this report, the 2023 Global Risk Report. It has, listen to the words. The report sketches out short-term risks under a heading called today's crisis. Oh, it's a crisis. And then the long-term threats are described as tomorrow's catastrophe. Oh, my God. Don't get out of bed. Don't go to work. Everything's so bad. We have nothing but crises today, and tomorrow's just going to be a catastrophe. So what do you think the short-term list problems are? An energy supply crisis. Let me just say what they are, then we'll go back to it. An energy supply crisis, the cost of living crisis, and the food supply crisis. And at the top of all of them, the climate crisis. Let's go back to the energy supply crisis. Do you know why we have right now? We do have an energy supply crisis. Do you know why? Because public policy is killing off the oil and gas industry. Public policy is not saying we should adopt, let me just make this clear. I'm a guy that believes in all of the above. And you have to believe in all of the above. Because where do you get the energy to create your solar panels? Where do you get the energy to not only construct, but to transport and to put up your wind turbines? From hydrocarbons, from oil and gas. We have an energy supply crisis because we're not looking at let's use everything. That results in the cost of living. That's one of the reasons we have a cost of living crisis. The cost of living crisis is because we have an energy supply crisis. Now, I'm using those terms, crisis, because that's what's in the report. But we're not actually facing a crisis. All we have to do is turn the spigot on. All we have to do is say to everybody, you know what? We were just a few short years ago, 2.5 years ago, actually 2 years ago, almost. We were an energy independent, an energy exporting nation. We were paying what? $1.85 for premium unleaded? Heating oil for your home was back at reasonable prices. And that allows an economy to spur and grow. So when you have an energy supply crisis, because you're cutting off supplies, you are artificially, through government fiat, saying you can't go out and drill for oil and gas. And we're going to take away all of the incentives, all of the market incentives, because we're going to tell everybody how bad oil and gas companies are. My wife and I were having dinner last night, and there was a tanker truck that had parked. He had already dumped his load of gasoline at one of the grocery store filling stations. And we walk into this restaurant, and I see what is obviously the trucker. And he's already, because I hear him talking to somebody else, he's already maxed out his time. So now he's going to go, he's eating Chinese food, and then he's going to go back to his cab, and he's going to sleep a while, and then drive back. I think he was based in Oklahoma City. Makes runs to Oklahoma City to Houston, Oklahoma City to Denver, Oklahoma City to Wichita. He makes all these rounds all the time delivering fuel oil, delivering gasoline. That gasoline is actually in abundance, and the oil and gas is in abundance. But the reason we're paying such a high price for it is because the government has said, Joe Biden has specifically said, he's going to kill off the oil and gas industry. Remember, I think it was last week, when I played the Al Gore soundbites, where he said that we're now trapping as much extra heat as would be released from 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs that might be exploded in the atmosphere every single day, and if that's what's boiling the oceans, that's what's creating atmospheric rivers and rain bombs, sucking the moisture out of the land. Remember that soundbite? Well, then the UN Secretary General Guterres echoed those remarks, saying that the production of fossil fuels was, I want you to think about this, that the production of fossil fuels is inconsistent with human survival. Really? You mean inconsistent with our ability to survive? I want you to think about that. Right now, what I want you to think about is the importance of protecting yourself and your assets from lawsuits. Look, I'm a lawyer by training, and I know what it means to have your assets kind of attacked. If you have a trust, you got an estate plan, that's a great first step. But those trusts and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits or creditors putting things like your assets or bank accounts in jeopardy. I used to tell clients, anybody can sue anybody for anything. Doesn't mean you're liable, but you might have to defend those lawsuits to protect your assets. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and their money from those who might try to take it away in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you don't get in a traditional trust or estate plan that you might have right now. This is not about tax evasion. This is about tax avoidance and protecting your assets. This is making sure that what you've earned stays yours and that you don't have to worry about people suing you. This is about making sure that you have your money when you want it, and my trusted friend Blake Harris can show you how to do that. I know you have questions. So because I know you have questions, I want you to set up a free consultation. Call Blake Harris right now. 833-ASK-BLAKE. 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or online at BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. Coming up next, fossil fuels are inconsistent with human survival? Ha! Let's laugh about that next.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. And how they're starting to change the language. Mark my words. I want you to pay attention to this throughout the week. Climate change, you know, it used to be global cooling. Then it was global warming. And then it was climate change. And now it's a climate crisis. Run for the hills. Now, what astounds me is that in putting this report together, the Secretary General of the United Nations said that the production and use of fossil fuels was inconsistent with human survival. Can you, I want someone to go to sub-Saharan Africa and find the poorest village they can find and say, you know what, we could provide you with energy so you could become more than a subsistence farmer, that you could actually have a well that would pump water out of the ground, that you could have a vehicle that could transport whatever you could crops you could raise to a market to sell to make more money, to make some money other than subsistence, so you can make some money to maybe improve the place that you live in, to buy your children some clothing, maybe get some medical care, and all of that would take fossil fuel, hydrocarbons, oil and gas. But we're not going to do that. Because that's going to be, that is inconsistent with you being able to survive. They would, they would be, I can't think of the word. I was going to say astonished. They wouldn't be astonished. They would be absolutely devastated. Oh, so I can have all of these things if I just have access to hydrocarbons, but you're going to deny me hydrocarbons because while I'm here barely subsisting on what I can eke out of this little piece of land, you're not going to let me have that? This is insane. It is utter insanity. This stupid report goes on to say that shortages of energy and food and the consequent cost of living crisis are the result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and the solution. Now, think about that. Shortages of energy and food. The consequences of cost of living crises. It was the crises again. And primarily the result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine. That's the baseline for everything wrong in this report. And the solution? Are you ready? Accelerating the transition from fossil fuels to wind and solar and reaching net zero emissions on schedule, which will help resolve shortages, bring down inflation, and stabilize the climate. That is laughable. That is absolutely laughable. But that's how public policy gets made. And that's how eventually people will start using the terms climate crisis and catastrophe to instill fear in order to get their agenda adopted. There's a recent survey that says 20% of Americans say they're struggling this year to pay their electric bills. This is a big story in Colorado, too. The company that supplies our electricity, their people's bills in Colorado are skyrocketing. Overall, nationally, your utility bills, specifically your electric bills, are up 23% compared to last year. Massachusetts. The utility in Massachusetts told their residents last November that their electric rates were going to go up by 64%. When you think about countries that don't have our abundance of oil, gas, and coal, their rates are going to be even higher. And remember, at the very beginning of this program, I told you that one of the objectives is to go all electric. Right now, about 84% of the world's energy is generated by oil, gas, and coal. Wind and solar? We've been doing wind and solar for decades. We provided them subsidies, all sorts of regulations to help prop them up. And how much energy do we get from that? 5%. Yeah, 5%. Good grief. Climatarian, the other thing they want you to do, your diet. Yes, your diet has to change. Let me tell you how. Next.
Bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, with whatever message you want to send me, compliments, complaints, recipes, whatever it might be. 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. And in fact, I want to use a text message that Gubernator 5602 sent me. Really good point, talking about risk management. Michael, hi. Here's a crisis of general preponderance. Here is a crisis of general preponderance of public ignorance. The preponderance of public ignorance. And I say this in a spirit of love, he writes, where she writes. Almost nobody understands what risk literally means. A principal definition is an uncertainty of any particular outcome of events, conditions, processes, or intentions, or what have you. We're largely conditioned to expect a risk to be negative. Simply not so. And in this age of heavily marketed nebulous fear, we are definitely and very deliberately conditioned to equate risk with impending, virtually certain catastrophe. Hence, the efforts of both the World Economic Federation and Foundation and any faction of climate freakdom. Please promote public understanding of this factual reality. It's true. Risk is not necessarily negative. You take a risk. You know, the very first risk I think of, that not the first risk that I took, but the one that's most prominent in my mind right now, is the risk that I took 17 years ago. 17 years ago when I came back from Washington, the flagship station of iHeart in Denver, KOA News Radio, came to me and said, because I had always told my press secretary, whenever we travel, always make sure that I have a chance, to, if people want it, to interview me about anything that the administration is doing, anything the Bush administration is doing. So if we were traveling to any city, they would schedule interviews with the local news stations, local radio stations, and I would go on there and I would talk about some particular subject. You know, they might have a question about a budget matter. They might have a question about, you know, a disaster, whatever it might be. And I always did it in Denver. I said, and particularly make sure that you do it when I'm in Denver. Well, I guess those interviews paid off because I get a call that says, hey, we have a program on Saturday morning. Or we don't actually, they don't have a program. We've changed the clock on Saturday mornings, and we have a 2-hour void that we need to fill. We don't have any money to pay you, but would you be interested in coming in on Saturday mornings and doing a 2-hour radio program? I took the risk. Told my wife, hey, listen, you know, I won't be around on Saturday mornings because I'm going to drive to the Denver Tech Center. And I'm going to do a radio program on KOA for 2 hours. And, of course, you know, the spouse's first question is, honey, how much money are you going to make? Well, I'm not going to make anything. But I wanted that opportunity to be on radio, to have fun, and to do something I love, which is talk about, you know, current events and things going on. And sure enough, that turned into a full-time gig, which turned into Morning Drive, and which now turns into with Premier Radio Networks on a nationally syndicated program on 300-plus stations. Took a risk, and there was a positive outcome. I mean, don't tell my employer, but I don't work. No, because I enjoy it too much. So you see, risk can be good. You take a risk to do something that might improve your life, and the outcome of that risk, the outcome of that, of those events, the conditions, the processes, whatever, as this goober says, can actually be positive. But we are conditioned to think of risk as a negative term. And, of course, that's how they're using it in the World Economic Forum, is that it is indeed a negative term. It's a climate crisis. It's a climate catastrophe. We can't let them. As George Orwell said in 1984, in his book 1984, which again, footnote, if you have not read 1984, if you've not read Brave New World, go get a copy to put on your Kindle, on your iPad, or buy a cheap paperback for $1.85 or whatever, and read it. You can read it easily tomorrow afternoon. I know there aren't any championship games going on, so read it. Yeah, read it. It will help you understand why language is so important. It'll help you understand why this attempt to change language is an attempt to change the way you think. It's like the term racism. I think racism is losing its meaning. Jane Fonda tells us that the climate crisis is caused by racism. If everything is racist, then nothing is racist. We need to be careful in the choosing of our words because they have real-world consequences. So the World Economic Forum, contrary to their predictions, National Geographic, of all places, reported in 2021 that disasters... You know what, before I say this, I want to put it in context. How many times now do we hear about superstorms? How many times do we hear about, oh my gosh, that hurricanes, thunderstorms, tornadoes, floods, El Nino, everything is worse than it's ever been. And they're getting worse and worse. They're getting more intense. I get sick and tired of this on the national news. The national news will tell us, which happens all the time. You have a storm that moves across the country. Now, they really don't care about it until it gets east of the Mississippi. But once it gets east of the Mississippi, if you're going to have a dry line in weather terms that hits up against, cool weather, you're suddenly going to have thunderstorms build up. Actually, cool weather hitting the warm weather. You're going to have thunderstorms build up. Or you're going to have a huge winter storm that's going to produce snow and ice. And what do they say about it? This storm is going to affect 22.97 million people. Why do they tell you that? Because the people who are directly affected by the storm don't really care about somebody they don't know five states away that are affected by the storm. They care about, can I get to the grocery store? Can I get to work? How cold is it going to be? Are the kids going to be in school? Are they not going to be in school? But no, they want you to think in terms of, oh my gosh, 29 or 30 million people are being affected by it. And everything's worse than it's ever been before. Listen closely. In Colorado, they have this tendency now. All the meteorologists do it. This is a record snowfall. We broke a record that's been in existence for the past 20 years. Oh, so you mean it snowed 25 inches 20 years ago, and today it snowed 26 inches, and oh my gosh, it's a record. It is a record-breaking snowfall. Oh, this drives me nuts. So let's go back to National Geographic. National Geographic reported in 2021 that disasters related to weather and climate have become less deadly over time. Now, they told readers that trend could reverse, and the report can see that over the past 50 years, the number of deaths tied to disasters has dropped nearly threefold. So they keep, even National Geographic will try to tell you, hey, things are not nearly as bad as they could be. But we want you to be scared because it could reverse at any time. If you analyze per capita weather-related deaths in the decade from 2000 to 2010, Reason Foundation found that the worldwide death rate from weather happenings has dropped over 98% since the 1920s. Now, why is that? Why do you think that worldwide death rates from weather happenings has dropped almost 100% since the 1920s? Oil and gas. Clean, efficient energy that allows us to build better homes, better highways, better shelter, to put it generally, better shelter, has improved medical care dramatically so that people who are injured, you want a real-world example of that? Look at the number of casualties in World War I or World War II versus all wars since then. We have foundation after foundation after foundation that takes care of, and I'm not using this term in terms of a particular foundation, but takes care of wounded soldiers. Because so many soldiers now survive their injuries because of improved medical care. Everywhere you turn, they're trying to take risks, and they're trying to take the language and just penetrate your brain to the point where you're thinking that everything that's happening is bad. and the record snowfall that we had, or the record rainfall that we had. I get that. I find this hilarious in California. Oh, my gosh. Now we've got too much. You know, you're Californians, shut up. You were bitching about drought, and then all of a sudden it starts raining a lot, and then you bitch about too much rain. It's like everybody bitches about the weather, right? Everybody can be about the weather. What we ought to recommend is that we are being influenced by the cabal, the ruling elite, giant tech companies, the dominant media. We're being ruled by this cabal, and we are being brainwashed, truly brainwashed, to think that we're near the end of civilization. I'm old enough to remember we were near the end of civilization because of a population bomb. And then we're near the end of civilization because all of these people, we were going to reach 5 billion people. And people all over the world would be starving, even in the United States of America. We'd be starving because there's too many people to feed. Well, now we're at 8 billion, and the poverty level worldwide has dropped dramatically because of efficient energy. But here is the World Economic Forum trying to tell us and trying to tell lawmakers and people who come up with public policy that you have to change everything because everything's getting so bad, and if we don't change it now, it's going to be the end of civilization. We need to kind of recognize that this kind of hyperbole is designed solely and specifically to change your way of thinking, to make you scared, to make you scared, so that when a politician comes running to you with a solution, you won't be scared. Actually, the opposite's true. Anytime a politician comes running toward you with a solution to a problem, that's what ought to scare you. You know, speaking of being scared, I hope I never find myself in a situation of having to exercise. I'm a concealed carry person. I conceal carry a weapon. I train with it. I shoot with it. I practice all the time. But I know a lot of people don't want to carry a firearm, but yet they want to exercise self-defense. I've got the solution for you. I want you to go to hero2020.com. Because the makers of Hero 20 have made two devices that are non-lethal. You conceal carry these, and it doesn't require a permit. The Hero 2020 is a non-lethal gun. The arrow is also a non-lethal weapon. They both shoot a red pepper powder or a pepper gel that covers your attacker in this pepper gel and pepper powder that absolutely cause unbelievable pain, so that your attacker drops to the ground, writhing in pain, giving you time to call 911, or better yet, to escape the situation and then dial 911. I want you to check both of these products out by going to the website, hero2020.com. I want you to get one today for yourself, maybe your spouse, maybe a friend, maybe an elderly neighbor. But anyone who needs extra protection, they ought to have one of the Hero 2020 products. Go to hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. When we get back, how is and how much food is being produced? I'll be right back.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Michael, your message to 33103. You want to download the podcast, you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So the World Economic Forum puts out this risk analysis, which is actually anything but. It's more like a horror story, a horror novel that's trying to instill fear in everybody so that they can implement their climate policy, which is going to control how you eat, what you eat, where you go, how you get there, all of those things. So now we have new diets that are taking aim at climate change. So, you know, you've heard of locavores, people who want to eat locally. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You want to eat locally, eat locally. In fact, depending on where you live, eating locally sometimes is the best thing. Soft-shell crabs in Maryland? Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah. I'll take that any day. But food manufacturers, restaurants, supermarkets are starting to cater. This is, again, how things change. They're starting to cater because there's been created this desire for lower carbon eating choices. Now, I can tell you, I know this comes as a shock to you, but I don't give a rat's ass about my carbon footprint when I eat. I don't. I can tell you it is the furthest thing from my mind. Now, it may not be tonight because I talked about this today. So maybe when I have dinner, I'll actually think about it because I'll joke with friends about telling all of you the story about how all these food producers and restaurants and everybody, in fact, I've been to the restaurant we're going to tonight. I know what it's like. But if I was going to a new restaurant and I walked in and they said, you know, welcome and, you know, here's your menu and here's our carbon reduced items, I think I'd get up and leave. I don't want to eat your carbon reduced items. Where's the bone in ribeye? Can I get that in a glass of Pinot Noir? Well, I don't know how. Really? No, I don't want that at all. So what are they doing? They are catering to this language change, and they're catering to the fear because they can now market to that fear because that's what is being inculcated and that's what's permeating the culture. So if you're a restaurateur, if you know your market, if you know your clientele, or you're a grocery store, a grocery chain, and you understand your clientele, you're going to start catering to that clientele. I don't have a problem with that. That's a free market. But don't push it off on me. Give me the choice. If I want lower carbon eating choices, I'll go seek those out. And if you have them, that's fantastic. I'm sure as hell not looking for it. You have people trying to get rid of plastic packaging, ingredients that are flown in from afar, foods that are environmentally damaging to produce. Stop thinking so much about your food. Why don't you start thinking about the calories and the nutrients? How many carbs are you taking? How much protein are you taking in? And even the eat local model is being replaced by the notion that what you eat is more important than where it comes from. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey, coming up next, I want to talk about Tyre Nichols and the murder of this kid, the alleged murder, I should say, of this kid in Memphis. Horrible. That's coming up next.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.